Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making in the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So we've got a good topic today. Just think about this idea. Do you believe that life works for you or against you? What do you think, Kelly? I know what you think.
Yep, exactly. You know what I think. I think that life works for you. And, you know, it's definitely a frame of mind, you know, to look at things through that lens. So I'm excited to dig into this today.
I'm telling you, this will be powerful. We're going to play a clip about 5 minutes of probably a 20-minute presentation from Joe Dispenza. And he puts it in such elegant terms and is so clear about it. I showed it to Ginger, and it blew her away, too, because most people are not believing that life works for them. In fact, at some level, I think they often think it works against them. But rather than me pontificating more about it, Kelly, why don't you play it, and then we're going to dive into it once we hear what Joe Dispenza has to say.
Perfect.
I want you to close your eyes for just a moment. I want you to imagine waking up tomorrow morning with absolute certainty that everything in your life is going to work out perfectly. Not because you have all the answers, not because you can see the future, but because you've made a fundamental decision about how you're going to show up in this world. You've decided to act as if everything always works out. And here's what I know to be true. When you make that decision, when you embody that energy, when you step into that version of yourself, magic starts happening in ways you never thought possible. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, there are millions of people around the world living in fear. They're paralyzed by uncertainty. They're stuck in patterns of thinking that keep them small, keep them safe, keep them exactly where they are. But you're here listening to this, which tells me something about you. It tells me you're ready for something different. You're ready to step into a new way of being. You're ready to discover what happens when you stop operating from fear and start operating from faith in the process of life itself. I've spent years studying human behavior, understanding how the mind works, how our beliefs shape our reality, and how the energy we carry determines the experiences we attract. And what I've discovered will revolutionize the way you think about your problems, your challenges, and your entire approach to living. The most successful people, the happiest people, the people who seem to have this magical ability to turn everything they touch into opportunity, they all share one common trait. They act as if everything always works out, even when they can't see how. Think about the last time something didn't go according to your plan. Maybe you didn't get that job you wanted. Maybe a relationship ended unexpectedly. Maybe a business venture failed. Maybe you faced a health challenge that turned your world upside down. In that moment, you had two choices. You could either collapse into victim mode, telling yourself stories about how unfair life is, how nothing ever works out for you, how you're destined to struggle. Or you could take a different approach. You could ask yourself, What if this is exactly what needs to happen for me to get to where I'm supposed to be? I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm not talking about pretending that challenges don't exist or that pain isn't real. I'm talking about something much more powerful. I'm talking about developing an unshakable belief in the intelligence of life itself. When you truly understand that every experience, every setback, every unexpected turn is part of a larger pattern that's always working in your favor, everything changes. Your stress levels drop, your decision-making improves, your creativity explodes, your relationships transform, your entire life becomes an adventure instead of a struggle. But here's where most people get it wrong. They think acting as if everything works out means sitting back and waiting for life to deliver their dreams on a silver platter. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking inspired action from a place of trust instead of desperate action from a place of fear. When you act as if everything works out, you show up differently. You take risks that others won't take. You persist when others give up. You see opportunities where others see obstacles. Let me share something with you that changed my entire perspective on failure. Every single thing that you currently label as a failure in your life has actually been redirecting you towards something better. Think about it. That job you didn't get led you to the one you have now. That relationship that ended made space for the one that's coming. That business that failed taught you lessons you needed to learn before the next one succeeds. That health scare motivated you to take better care of yourself. Everything that looks like a setback is actually a setup for something greater. When you start to see life through this lens, when you start to trust the process, even when you can't see the outcome, something miraculous happens. You stop forcing things. You stop trying to control every variable. You stop exhausting yourself trying to push rivers uphill. Instead, you learn to flow with the current of life, making adjustments along the way, but always trusting that you're heading in the right direction. I want you to imagine for a moment that you have a personal assistant who is incredibly intelligent, has access to information you don't have, can see around corners you can't see around, and whose only job is to orchestrate your life in a way that leads to your highest good. This assistant is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, connecting dots, arranging meetings, creating opportunities, removing obstacles, and setting up experiences that will help you grow, learn, and become the person you're meant to be. The only catch is that this assistant doesn't consult with you about every decision. Sometimes what looks like a mistake or a delay or a detour is actually your assistant clearing the path for something much better. This is exactly how life works when you act as if everything always works out. You start to see the intelligence behind the seeming chaos. You start to trust that there's a bigger picture you're not seeing. You start to relax into the flow of your life instead of constantly swimming against the current. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, that sounds great in theory, but you don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know how bad things really are. And you're right. I don't know the specifics of your situation. But here's what I do know. Every single person who has ever achieved anything meaningful has faced moments where everything looked impossible. Every entrepreneur has faced bankruptcy. Every artist has faced rejection. Every leader has faced opposition.
Powerful, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your take on that? What hit you coming right out of that?
I think coming right out of that, one of the things that I wrote down is taking inspired action from a place of faith.
Yeah.
You know, instead of taking action from a place of fear, you know, or inaction because you're in a place of fear. But what just resonates with me is that this is how, you know, this is kind of the lens that I look through. I am that person that's like, okay, I'm going through a really difficult time right now. What am I supposed to be learning?
Right.
Like, what am I, you know, or if I'm going through something similar that I've gone through before, I'm like, what did I not learn the last time that you are telling me I need to learn again?
Right.
Or one didn't stick, you know, or, you know, so I am, you know, always looking at things through that lens in where that's happening for me. Like, okay, I just got anytime, you know, I'm so lucky. And I think part of this comes from sports too. And, you know, you know, it was like anytime I failed, anytime I didn't, it was like, okay, I just got a little bit better.
Right.
Because of what I learned as the result of having that, you know, quote unquote failure, whatever that was. And so everything that he's saying, I can't wait to watch the rest of it. You know, I'm going to go in and watch the rest of that.
Right.
Or what he has to say beyond that. But no, it just really resonates with me because I can't imagine. And we talk to people all the time. And I know people in my life that are like this, who from that victim.
Yeah.
And
right.
We who look at like, oh, you know, what's next? You know?
Yes.
Happen next instead of like, okay, what's next?
You know, yeah.
You know, like.
Same words, different attitude.
Yeah, totally. I can't imagine living that other way and how exhausting and how depressing and how, you know, I don't know what's the word, debilitating that would be to feel like the cards are stacked against you and life's happening to you and that you don't have control. Like to me, living that way, you know, and thinking about living that way makes me sad, you know, that there's so
right.
People that live like that.
Well, like you just said, people have the attitude that life is happening to me versus life is working for me.
Yeah.
And I remember back when I was probably in my mid-40s, very difficult time in my life. The U.S. government accused me of something I didn't do. It was very difficult. I got through it. And kicked their ass, by the way, but old
yeah.
Story. But proud of kicking the U.S. government's ass on that. But I remember going through it, and I'm thinking, I don't know if this whole thing works out. I just don't know if life works out. I didn't know that it did. I didn't know that it didn't. I just remember having that thought. I see how powerful it is. And really in the last, oh, I don't know, I guess last 15 years, I see how true this is, that life works out for me, for all of us, really. And I just saw this the other, I'll just show you an example of this. So I get a email from Joe Vitale. Do you know who Joe Vitale is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was involved with The Secret, which for our younger audience, you may not remember what The Secret is, but basically it came from Thinking Grow Rich. It's like, imagine whatever you want and imagine every day and it'll come to you. Mm-hmm. Of course, I thought that was very unenlightened. I mean, at one level enlightened, at one level very unenlightened, because not only do you have to see what you want, but you got to see how you're going to get it. But and Oprah was behind this, and it was a big deal. They had a movie on it, big deal, and Joe Vitale was part of it. So last week, Joe Vitale bought my book I do remember who referred him. And so he buys the book, and he starts doing the algorithm. He has trouble with it. Now, we never have problems with people doing the algorithm. It just, you know, it just works. I just had my 40 students in my class do it. Not one of them had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But as life turns out, Joe did. And I was really sort of looking forward to having a discussion with him because he's enlightened and all that. But it worked out that way. And I apologize that it didn't work for him. But I also saw him like, oh, that's just life telling me what I'm meant to be. No problem. Yeah, and whereas you couldn't go, boy, he's got millions of followers, and this could be such an opportunity for Think It Be It. I'm not. I don't look at it that way. I'm like, hey, Think It Be It's going to be whatever it's going to be, and I'm blessed to be in front of a lot of people. And so, if it didn't work out with Joe, it wasn't meant to be. But there's such power in realizing that life is working for you, not against you.
Yeah. No, I love that because, you know, and now we talk about wisdom all the time as we age and all of that. But one of the things now that we know is that you'll be able to look back on him and that experience and know that because that happened,
yeah,
another door opened up and that's the one you were supposed to be, you know, connected to or whatever the case may be. So I love what you're saying there because it's so true. It's just, okay, so that wasn't supposed to happen. It just means there's something else there. You know,
well,
there's this phrase that I use that's similar to life is happening for you, but, you know, because it goes with both the good things that are coming and the bad things, you know, or the things that aren't great. And that is that what's meant for me is moving toward me, you know, like what's meant for me is moving into my life. And so that could mean a lesson that I need to learn.
Right.
There's a
right.
purpose for, you know, what's meant for me, you know, is coming into my life, you know, on its own. Like I, you know, through the different actions that I'm taking and that kind of thing. But so when I believe that. And so when something comes up and there's adversity, I'm like, okay, like this is meant for me for some reason, I'm supposed to go through this, you know, make sure you don't miss, you know, what it
right.
is that you're supposed to get from this you
right.
know, experience or this, whatever the case may be. And so I love what you're saying there. There's one more thing I wanted to say that, and because in the video we just watched, Joe Dispenza mentioned this, and you just touched on it very, very briefly when you were talking about The Secret, where, you know, initially it kind of felt woo-woo. In one way, it's in love.
Yeah.
In another way, it's not. And I think Joe said something, and it's along the lines of obviously what Think It Be It's all about, which is you can't just like hope that things are going to get better.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like you're going through
right.
a difficult time. You can't just curl into the fetal position and hope that this thing is going to pass. You know, you've got to, you know, take action and work your way through it. And that's the beautiful part about having this mindset is that it helps you take, like he said, inspired action.
You right.
know, place of faith that you're supposed to be going through this.
Right. Well, like you said a minute ago that I thought was pretty profound, you know, if you have a victim mentality, then that mentality reflects life works against me.
Yeah.
That's just another way of saying it. And there's a lot of people that have the victim mentality, and it's a lousy way to live.
It is. And I know also, and this was one of the points that Joe was making toward the end, right before we paused, was like, we're not taking away from anybody's experience in that you are going through difficult things.
Yeah, right.
Difficult things. That's called life. Every one of us goes through, you know, challenging and difficult situations and really hard to navigate situations. That, you know, that's not the point, you know, of, or it is the point, I guess. It's the way that you frame and look at that. Are you the one that is, woe is me, you know, nothing ever goes in my favor, you know, life
right.
is hard. God, what's next? What's going to happen next? You know,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, boy, you just invited the universe in to show you what's going to happen next. And that's all like, you know, that's all like energetically and everything.
I right. think.
You know, when you look at the world that way as a victim, it's the whole thing that we talk about all the time with energy too.
Right.
What energy you put out, if you act like a victim, guess what? You're
yeah.
a victim and life is going to throw more, you know, stuff your direction,
yeah.
More problems your direction. But yeah, it's just the way it works. If you act like a victim, people are going to treat you like one.
Right.
You know, and that's how, and that is what your world is going to be like, you know.
Right.
And
right.
so I think that's the interesting part about this is it's again, that exchange of energy. If you're like, okay, you know, I can, like, I've been through hard things before, you know, like I can do this too, you know, let's do this. What's
right.
How do we move through this? What actions are we going to take? Because I know this is going to work out because everything always does.
Well, and I love the analogy he talked about having that personal assistant that's
yeah.
working in the background. And the reality is there's so much you don't know about what's going on around you in terms of what's best for you and what lessons you have to learn. You don't, you're not privy to all of that. There's a whole world out there that you don't, so you can't fit the pieces together because you're living that piece right now, but the puzzle is much bigger than you. And I'll tell you something that this may sound a little woo-woo, but I think it's very true. You know, Einstein talks about how there are multiple dimensions. There's more dimensions than we currently know of. And in fact, he projects that there's, I think, additional six dimensions. And one of the things I think that sort of proves this is ESP has been proven to exist. It is proven to exist. We don't know how it works, but when you look at the science of extrasensory perception and things that are going on, they can prove that it exists, but they don't know how it works. Well, I mean, even Elon Musk today is showing how the power of thought can, by implanting a chip in a person's head, through their thought, they can move a cursor on a computer. So the power of thought is very real. And I would dare say, especially with AI, because this thing is moving at warp speed now, and I think this could happen as soon as 10 or 15 or 20 years, we're going to discover this other dimension, and it's going to change the world. And we're going to, you know, he talks about in the video, Joe does, about the infinite intelligence of life. I believe that we have no clue about how sophisticated and complicated and incredibly beautiful life works and is, but we're going to start seeing that as we get more enlightened and realize there's another dimension. And I think it's going to so prove, like, what we teach, an actual way to influence your mindset, because your mindset is creating the thoughts and your thoughts are creating your reality. And so I don't know, but I love that statement, the intelligence of life. And I guess the lesson from all of this is just embrace this idea that life works for you. I just adjusted my life GPS template last week to put this. I've been living it, but I just said it a little differently and said it just like he said it in the video. And it just feels good when you start doing that. And I see with me personally, so many things, so many micro things that happen in my life, as with all of us, don't go exactly like I want. I'm like, no problem. What's next? In fact, I've gotten in this habit. I don't know if you're like this. I went through this period about a week ago where every technology thing hit me off. And, you know, I mean, I had a lot that I was doing, and it was irritating that every time I'd touch a technology thing, it wouldn't work. And I used to get mad about it. I'd verbalize it. As you may have known.
I did. I remember one or two of those.
Right. And now I'm like, you know, that does no good. All verbalizing and get mad at, because I don't really get mad at anything but technology. Mm-hmm. But verbalizing it only amplifies my negative feelings. And I'm like, that doesn't serve me. And I've gotten in the habit lately of, first of all, not verbalizing at all anything that is displeasing to me, and I'm always like, what next? That's the question. So yes, that didn't work. I'm irritated by it, but let's focus on what next, because staying irritated on it does no good. But I don't know. I thought you'd find that interesting. But again, the lesson as we wrap up today is just as you put your head on the pillow tonight, just think about maybe adjusting your attitude to life. Maybe it's how you articulate it in your life GPS template, but just embrace the idea that life is working for you, not against you. Mm-hmm. So until next time, we will see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute a day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich, and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.